Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Can we open our Bible in the book of Psalms chapter 5? Psalms chapter 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy.
Amen.
And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple.
Amen.
Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies, make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth, their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher, they platter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them every shout for joy,
Amen.
Because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou confess with him as with a shield. Amen.
Amen.
For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield.
Amen.
Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us, your goodness, your mercies to us, for your love and care to us, for answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, and for the whole week you sustain us. Thank you, Lord, because you are neither leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for our food, the good health, the strength, the clothes, the favor that comes from you. Thank you for your word that we read daily to remind us to obey you, and thank you for all things working together for our good in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. We humble down ourselves before you and we confess our anger, non-teachable heart, jealousy, doubt, non-forgiveness, stubbornness, love of money, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, telling lies, immoralities, worldliness, the love of money, and the lust of eyes. We commit ourselves not to do those sins again. Lord, cleanse us by your blood that was shed on the cross. For our sins, as you said on your word, if we confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests, for God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Give ear unto our prayers, that our supplications and intercession will be heard by you, O God, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray for each family to be a good example for the people around them, that Christ shall shine through their lives, to read the Bible and pray daily together, and to reach the lost souls around them. We pray to bless them, sustain their needs, and protect them from the work of the devil, so each family will continue to do your will in their lives. We pray for every husband to anoint with the Holy Spirit to their families the path that you want them to go through. Help them to stand firm in the truth of your word. Give them good health, strength, perseverance to teach their families, and to have a stable income to meet all the needs. We pray for each wife to be a meet helper to her husband, to assist him in leading the family and the children in a godly way. Lord, we pray for the children to be obedient to their godly parents and to obey their instructions. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our job. Pray for your boss and colleagues to be saved. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and evangelize to them. Lord, we thank you for our jobs. We commit ourselves to be a good example to our colleagues, even to our boss, to evangelize to them by words, deeds, and good attitudes. We pray for their salvation. We pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more income so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offering, first fruits, and our vows. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, provide their needs, protect them, and answer their prayers. Lord, help them to persevere in their trials and doing your will in their lives. Lord, heal those who are sick, provide jobs for those who are jobless, and solve problems to those who are in trials. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those people whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for new souls to be saved from among all those groups of people. Lord, lead us to speak your word to those who are ready of them. Lord, lead us to have Bible studies with them. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the people of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. Lord, send us to them to preach your gospel. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules of those countries and to pray for the people to be saved, to preach to them the gospel and to live in holiness, to be a good example to them. Lord, prosper all those places so we too, your church, will prosper. Lord, we pray to give us favor in the eyes of the government and provide all the things we need in our ministerial works so the works you entrusted to us to continue. Lord, help us to move with compassion to the people around us and exercise our love to them in line with your word in the name of Jesus. Let us pray now for church to grow and all the ministries of the church. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who left your church to repent and come back to worship you. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregation in other places that you have been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchmen, ministry, the publication, the children and the youth under their parents, and the wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use all the social media to preach your word and to impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication, in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to pray, to minister, and to prophesy, so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. We commit ourselves, Lord, to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we offer our lives as a living sacrifice to live for you and to serve you. Lord, give us spiritual gifts that we need to go and serve you. Lord, bless our prayer, our songs, and that we will sing, bless our giving, and bless your message that we hear today, that we will obey in our lives and will be transformed. Lord, let all your people encounter you in this service. Lord, heal the sick, set people free from their bandages, and save them. Lord, anoint this recording, make it reach the various congregations, families, and members of the church, and let your purpose be fulfilled. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Bye. As we are always being surrounded by your goodness and your faithfulness and your favor, O Lord God, continue to remain, O Lord God, in front of us, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you have done on the cross. Thank you for that beautiful name, the name Lord Jesus, the name Jesus, the name God with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord God. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you. The beautiful name of Jesus, we continue to worship and adore.
Wonderful name it is, that name.
bless the whole world, those who believe in Him. We continue to ask Thee, O Lord God, that You will continue to show forth Your wonders and miracles through the lives of Your people who continue to believe and worship You. O Lord, You deserve all the glory, the honor, and adoration. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Let us continue our worship by giving our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits in all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Yes, O Lord God, I praise You, and we come with a grateful heart to give what is due for You, for everything we have is comes from You. Lord, thank You for Your faithfulness to us, to fill us plenty. Continue, Lord, to bless us and be faithful to You in everything You command to us to do. Lord, bless this money and enable us to do Your work, to build up Your church and help the needy, and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Morning.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus and chapter 17. Today we have the sin of murmuring, part 2. And we will read book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 1 to 7. And all the congregations of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? We'll continue this message to speak about the sin of murmuring. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask your grace and your mercy and your help at this time of need. You guide us and be with us. I pray for each and everyone to commit his life and ways to you, to fear you. I pray to cleanse your church with your word, with whatever entangledness in this world, grievances, murmuring, complaining, doubt, lack of faith, lack of contentment, greed. I rebuke all in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, anoint my lips. Anoint the message that I'm going to deliver to your people, O God. Let be a fruit, O God. O Lord, we pray for fruit of 30 and 60 and 100 fold, O God, according to your will. And let the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished, and you receive any glory and honor. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. The congregation of Israel, after being in the wilderness of Sin, where they received the manna, now they moved from there to reach Mount Sinai, and reached and pitched their tent in Rephidim. Possibly they stay there in the wilderness of Sin for 1 week before they move to Rephidim, which means a resting places in which there was no water. Verse 2, Exodus 17, verse 2. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses says unto them, Why chat ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? Wherefore the people did chide with Moses. Here the people, they made a fight and contended with Moses, and sure spoke to him in indecent manner, and with ill words quarreled with him. They said to him, Give us water that we may drink. Such requests only God would be able to meet them with. They were obliging Moses to do it for them, as if they were still in the old mind, since Moses led them out from Egypt. They were thinking that all what was going on was in His power and His plan. Until this moment, we can see clearly they were not able to see God or have the mind to pray and ask God for their needs. Learn to have faith in God and in whatever difficulty or trial you are passing through, then you need to turn to God and to cry to Him, praying to Him that He will relieve you and provide your needs. Learn also to stop pouring out your anger and frustration on the people around you and those whom God has put in authority over you. Don't make from them an escape God for what you are passing through from troubles. The people were thinking that Moses can do miracles and provide water for them, since he had done before many miracles, and God may allow him to do that. But they had forgotten that the Lord was the one who brought them out of Egypt, who led them through the Red Sea, and who had sweetened the waters at Marah for them, who brought them to the fountain of waters at Elim, and had rained flesh and bread about their tents in the wilderness of Sin, and still continued the manna to rain on them. So even now, trust God and lean on Him that He will take you out from the troubles that you are in. So even now, trust God and lean on Him that He will take you out from the troubles that you are in. And Moses said unto them, why shall ye with me? Moses here faced the people in order to correct them and to reinstate them to think correctly as supposed to be. He asked them why they were fighting with him, as if he was telling them that the Lord who brought them there in that desert place, and the people who was going, and the Lord who was going before them in the pillars of cloud and fire, and not himself who kept them from having water. So they were very unreasonable with him. In the same way, we need certain times to face the people and correct their wrong in view. Perhaps they will realize and repent and come back to the right way of life. Moses went further and taught them the following. Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? In what they were doing, they were tempting the Lord, who is Christ, as appeared from the writing of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 9. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. They were aware that they were not fighting with Moses, but with God, for previously he told them on the account of their murmuring for lack of food the following in Exodus chapter 16. Verse 8, and Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. They were aware that what they were doing with Moses in chatting with him was not right. And as such, They were testing the Lord. Exodus chapter 17, verse 7. And he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah, because of the chanting of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" They tried the power of God, whether he could give them water in a dry and desert land, and they tried God's patience by chiding with his servants and showing so much distrust of his power and provision, of his goodness and faithfulness. And by their ingratitude and rebellion, they tempted him in order to force him to work a miracle for them. We need to face the people and shake them. Not that they are not aware of what they are doing, but they are trying to get what they want from God by fighting with us. Therefore, we should not be afraid and be shaken with such an attitude of people. Exodus chapter 17, verse 3. And the people thirsted. And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" When they came to the place and found no water there, they fought with Moses, because why he brought them there to a place without water, and how they can manage their lives without water. And having stayed some little time there, and all the water they brought with them from Alush, the previous station, being spent, and so having none to drink, began to be very thirsty. They become more impatient and angry with Moses, and started to complain and murmur against him, using ill and grievous words, fighting with him with the grievance, words, and statements. When people start to speak in bad words against us, that is how they are fighting with us and murmuring against us. Therefore, we should not be intimidated, but to be more patient and persevering, and allow God to deal with them. They said to Moses, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" They were as if blind and could not see that God was with them, and he was the one who brought them out of Egypt, and it was his will and not the decision or the will of Moses to go into such a kind of suffering. True, they were facing the hardship of thirst, especially to their children, wives, and cattle, and to the old and even sick people, and how their lives became miserable without it, and were threatened because of that even with death. But it was not the fault of Moses, neither his doing, but it was God who brought them there. That's why the more we need to be persevering and not to give in to the people murmuring and complaints, when we are aware that the hardship that they are passing through are the discipline of God for them, and the training that he had prepared them to pass through. If they could come to Moses and ask him to pray to God to solve this problem, and meet that need, it would be far better and acceptable. But they accused Moses that he brought them out of Egypt to kill them and their children and cattle, and they were chatting with him who did many good things to them. Such was too much for them to do against their faithful leader. Book of Exodus chapter 17 verse 4. Book of Exodus 17 verse 4. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto these people? They be almost ready to stone me. Moses in his distress cried out to the Lord. He prayed unto him for the distress and the threat that he was put in. That was the way Moses always doing whenever he was put in such trouble with the people. And that was the refuge that he always took, in which he did well and set a good example of faith and trust in God. In the same way, we need to cry to God whenever we are passing through such kind of painful experience with the people, whether in life or whether in our ministry unto God. Moses cried to God, what shall I do unto this people? Moses was here crying to God with earnestness to find out from God what he needed to do for these people so that they will be relieved from the distress of the thirst that they were in. And so Moses himself will be relieved. With that cry of Moses to God, he was telling him that he was unable to do anything for them at this time to relieve them except in praying and crying to God and asking him help, the help in such time of need. Moses was in the same condition with the people, in lack of water and thirstness, except that his wife and children were not with him. But he did not show any complaint or sign that the lack of water had so severely affected him, but only what the people were doing was his cause of troubles and distress. So he cried to God, yet not despairing for relief, but rather expressing faith in the power and goodness of God to keep them, desiring that he would open a way to help them and to direct him what he needed to do for them in that situation. Moses in his cry desired that such relief to be done speedily for the glory of God, for his own safety, as he added, they be almost ready to stone me and to prevent the people sinning yet more and more, and so bring destruction upon them. So we need to cry and pray to God, and that express our faith on him, that he is able to relieve us, and also that we are telling that we can do nothing in our hands to relieve the people. That's why we are crying to him to solve such crisis that we are placed in, and also telling him to protect us from the people who are venting their anger against us. Moses pleaded with God, for the people were ready to stone him. They were ready to do such an awful act to an innocent leader who had done all the good things that God had asked him to do for them. So when we do all the good things to the people and they come and fight with us and want to harm us, then that is their murmuring against God. The people were impatient, enraged, and being in a stony and rocky place, they were willing to stone Moses. The same of what he expected from the Egyptians would do to the Israelites if they would sacrifice to God in front of them. Exodus chapter 8, verse 26. Exodus 8, verse 26. And Moses said, it is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. No, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? So what Moses was afraid from the Egyptians would do, the Israelites were about to do it to him. To tell you the truth, I had never been hurt from the non-believers around us, but being heard by the very believers whom we serve. Exodus chapter 17, verse 5. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and they rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Here God answered the prayers and the cry of Moses and told him of what he needed to do with the people and how he will handle them. God asked him to go on before the people, that is to lead the people, and to go before them to Mount Sinai or Horeb, as if nothing had happened, to the place that God supposed to meet Moses with the people, as we will see in the next verse, and as was agreed upon previously between Moses and God, as we read in Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. And he said, certainly will I be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. God was saying here to Moses to be bold and not to be afraid, but to go forward to lead them. We need not to be intimidated by the people grumbling and fighting with us. God will not change his plan and what he ordained for his people to pass through in the wilderness and in the narrow way that he put before us to enter eternity through the blood of Jesus. That's why I say and announce that I did not, and I will not change the teaching that God had given to me. And people, if they will grumble, fight, chide, or quarrel with me, I announce today that I will not do but what God has said in his word and what the Holy Spirit has said and he is saying to me. You see, here when Moses prayed and cried out to God, he was encouraged and empowered by the power of God to go forward and lead the people and do the will of God. That encourages us more to pray more and to cry to God at the time of distress. God said to Moses, and take with thee the elders of Israel, the elders of the tribes of, and the heads of the families, to take with him, so they will be witnesses to see the water that will come out of the rock. In addition, he told him to take his rod and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. The same rod that he used to smite the river Nile, and the water became blood, and which was the same rod used to divide the sea. That rod was not for inflicting punishment as on Pharaoh and the Egyptians, but for bringing good things unto them, because when they will see this in his hand, by which so many miracles had been done, they might be encouraged to hope that something was going to be done in their favor, and that water would be produced for them to drink. We always need to go back to God in our troubles and hardship, so he will tell us exactly what we need to do. Exodus chapter 17, verse 6. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come out water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Here God told Moses that he will stand upon the rock in Horeb. And the purpose here that God will stand before Moses was in order to support him and to encourage him that he was not alone, but God with him. The purpose of God in that, he wanted Moses to believe that as he will strike the rock, that water will come out of it. God wants us to believe on him, that all what he had promised us in his word, that he will do for us. And he is there. And he is there to support us and to encourage us. And he is there to support us and to encourage us and to sustain us in times of troubles. So Moses was supposed to smite the rock in God's presence and have the promise of God that water will come out of it, so that the thirsty Israelites can drink water, so they and their cattle will not die, as well as Moses will be protected. In such, God was showing himself gracious and merciful even to the murmuring and ungrateful people. Truly, as Moses smote the rock with his rod, the waters gushed out, and the people with their cattle, herds, flocks drank, and their needs were met in a great abundance, like streams and rivers for the refreshment of the people and their cattle. Other scriptures that speak about that are the following. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, and verse 15. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 15. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fierce serpents and scorpions, and a drought where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. And also in Psalm 78, verse 20. Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gush out, and the stream overflowed. Can he give a bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? And also in Psalm 105, verse 41. He opened the rock, and the waters gush out. They run in the dry places like a river. This rock was Christ. This rock was Christ. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10 and verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. And the flow of water was similar to the grace of God that he released to help us and sustain us, and similar to his blood that was shed on the cross to save us from our sins. Exodus chapter 17, verse 7. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Moses gave these two names for the place. And the meaning of Massah is temptation, and the meaning of Meribah is to drive all contention, for the following reason. First, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, that's why he called it Meribah. Second, because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" That's why he called it Massah. When they were saying in their fighting and grumbling actions and deeds the following: if God will give them water to drink for themselves, for their children, and for their cattle, then he is with them. But if not, then he is not with them. And with such, they tempted the Lord. As if they totally forgot all the previous miracles and wonders that God did and saved them and provided their needs. My dear and beloved, come now to God's repentance. Do not let God's provision is the only reason for you to believe that God is there with you. God will lead you through such trials into the wilderness as we are moving forward, looking to meet Jesus, and you need to learn to be content, as Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. God is gracious to us. Therefore, let us see him in each and in every occasion of our Christian life. Let us walk with him. Let us not look with negative looks to the people and those who are in offices and leadership, and blame them, accuse them falsely, and grumble against them for the hardship that we are passing through. Let us read the mind of God, and let us see beyond the hardship that we are passing through. Let us discern, and let us see the new life. Let us see the new lifestyle that God ordained for us to pass through. Let us learn to see the glory of God in the wilderness of this life that we are living until we translate to heaven. Let us shun worldliness and its lifestyle, knowing that it will lead us to be astray and away from God. Let us be glad with the manner that God is giving to us, and the way he is providing all our daily needs and necessities. Let us be thankful to Him for every provision and for the guidance and the discipline, His presence in our lives and the place in heaven that He has for us. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Let's pray. Come to God now. Offer your life to Him. And thank Him for the word that we received today. Thank you, Lord, for your word, for the teaching that we receive in this message. Come to God and renounce and confess your sins. Renounce the sin of grumbling and fighting with others, especially with the leaders who are over you and those in offices. Renounce the sin of lack of reading of God's word and prayer, and the lack of faith in God. Confess and renounce your worldliness and the love of material things. Confess and renounce your greed and lack of contentment. Confess and renounce doing your own will and the plan, and not the will and the plan of God. Confess the sin of not willing to suffer and go through the narrow gate and the wilderness that God ordained for you to pass through. Yes, O God. Forgive, O God. As we repent, forgive us, O God. Lord, we trust you to help us. Come to God. Cry to God. If you have any problem, cry out to you, to Him. Lord, I cry out to you to take me away from the following troubles. Cry to God. He is there to help you. He is there to provide for you. Repent of your sins and come to God. God is great. He can do miracles and wonders. Come to Him in prayers, giving your life fully to Him. Sins, who come in their lives to you, O God, who cry out to you, Lord, I pray you help them. You save them from troubles, O God, the difficulties that they are in. And Lord, we come into our safe associates to continue to go through the narrow way, through the narrow gate that you ordained for us to pass through, O God. I pray, Lord, that you refill us once again with the Holy Spirit as we go forward in this wilderness of life, waiting for you to come and take us to heaven. Lord, anoint us with the Holy Spirit and give us spiritual gifts to go and evangelize, reaching new people, making new disciples in the name of Jesus, planting new Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we ask you to fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. I pray, Lord, for those who are in trouble, you help them, you guide them. You strengthen them, you solve their problems, O God. We pray for this word of yours to take it and spread it to the other places, and let your name be lifted up and glorified. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, that you have with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
In the Lord, here at the high,
the Lord.
Amen. Good morning.